Thank you very much. Good afternoon, brethren. One sound that I missed for over a year that I haven't heard, and that was the sound of a baby. That makes it complete. I hope that you had a great lunch. And I'm going to talk about food. You know, before God created man on earth, he did something way in advance. And just like a great professional chef that plans to feed a large group, God planned to feed his creation, but all in accordance to different times. Different seasons. This food is not just physical food, but spiritual food as well. All giving in due season. Have you ever noticed how corn and watermelons taste better when they're harvested in their seasons? You know, in Genesis 1, verse 14, I'm going to read that to you. You don't need to turn there. In the Good News translation, it reads, "Then God commanded, 'Let lights appear in the sky to separate day from night and to show the time when days, years, and religious festivals begin.'" The New International Version says, "To mark sacred times or appointed times." Isn't it interesting how God has been consistent all these years, all these thousands of years, and has appointed the moon like a timer to let us know that that food is ready? His calendar is the lunar calendar. It's just a thought. Every year, God gives us food in due season. And the days of unleavened bread are coming to an end, and we certainly have had our share of food in due season, haven't we? The Bible says that there is nothing new under the sun, but I always learn something new. What about you? As I get older, taking the leavening out of the house gets harder and harder, especially I'm not as healthy as I used to be. But I manage to clean the areas where I'm around mostly. But leavening that God is mostly concerned is the leavening in our hearts. In 1 Corinthians 5:8, it says, "Therefore let us keep the festival, not with the old bread leavened with malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." This is what Paul tells us that we must do, with sincerity and with truth. "When I was baptized, God forgave me of my sins, and I came out of the baptismal pool a clean slate. But sin continued to flourish, and it is essential what Paul says to do, which is to examine ourselves with sincerity and truth." Two words. Back in those days, when pot makers had a pot that had a crack in it, they would seal it with wax and try to pass it out as a good one. The word sincerity comes from the Latin word, which is close to Spanish, which is sincera, which means without wax. And the Bible describes truth in Psalms 119:151. It says, "Truth, all of your commandments are truth." You know, sometimes we find a piece of bread or an old cookie somewhere where we forgot to look, and all we can say is, "Oh well," and we take it with a grain of salt. But what about remembering an old sin that we forgot to repent of? That is why we are to examine ourselves, being honest and being truthfully. This is why year by year, God has his appointed times to remind us to stay on track lest we lose sight of the plan that he has for mankind. In Matthew 24, verse 45 and 46, you don't need to turn there. It reads, "Who then is faithful and wise servant who his Lord has made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant who his master, when he comes, will find so doing." In Revelation 22, verse 14, the Douay Rheims Bible says, "Blessed are they that wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and they may enter in by the gates of into the city." To wash their robes in the King James translation means to do his commandments. And if we have been faithful, and that is a big if, if we've been faithful through the year, we've been keeping God's commandments and his holy days, we don't need a complete bath. Just our feet, symbolically speaking. Christ said, as he washed the feet of Peter in John 13:10, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean." Even though we're not of the world, we're in the world, walking in the world, but the flesh is weak, and we get our feet dirty. "Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body, from this body of death?" Paul cried out. Yes, we're not resistant, or in this case, waterproof to sin. We get our feet dirty. That is why he said to examine ourselves. Roy Tower gave us a great sermon that explained the foot washing ceremony. I am so blessed that through the years I've been able to learn from our ministers and from you, brethren, as well. We've been keeping God's holy days and commandments, which sanctify us to separate us from the rest of the world. And what better reminder for us together to wash each other's feet every year. This year has been difficult for many of us, and it's been certainly a year full of trials. And I don't need to remind you of our past difficulties, but it seems that the whole world is going through a time of uncertainties. We have come this far, and we must not let those uncertainties make us lose track of our calling. We are witnessing the whole world being affected by this global pandemic terror. Religious groups recognizing an apocalyptic prophetic circumstance, and they all have their own versions to their own visions of what is going to happen. But without God's plan of salvation, of his coming kingdom revealed by his appointed times, they have a completely different story. I'm going to repeat that. Without God's plan of salvation, of his coming kingdom revealed by his appointed times, they have a complete different story. The day is approaching now. Religious leaders are busy preaching the end of the world, just as Jesus foretold us in Matthew 24, verses 23 and 24. It says, "At that time, if anyone says to you, 'Look, here's the Christ,' there he is, do not believe it. For false Christ and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders that would deceive even the elect, if that were possible." So, brethren, today we conclude the last day of unleavened bread, not looking back, but looking forward to the day of Pentecost and more food in this season. God certainly keeps us fed through his seasons. And in conclusion, I will again read Matthew 24, verse 45 and 46. It says, "Who then is faithful and wise servant who his Lord has made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant who his master, when he comes, will find so doing."